Hello everyone, welcome to the Tabitha Stories podcast. It's been a minute since my last episode, and I have missed chatting with you about everything interesting. So what's been keeping me away from the mic? Well, a few things actually. First off, scheduling interviews has been a bit of a challenge. Many of the folks I would love to chat with have been incredibly busy, which is totally understandable. But I am determined to bring you some amazing conversations. So I'm working hard to make it happen. On top of that, I've been thinking a lot about the direction of the podcast. I want to ensure that the stories I share align with my goals and vision for the show. It's important to me that each episode is meaningful and engaging, so I have been taking some time to curate the content carefully. But don't worry, I'm not leaving you hanging. To bridge the gap, I'm excited to introduce a summer series called My Summer of 2024. In this series, I'll share my summer experiences, including events and festivals I attend. I hope to give you a glimpse into my world and provide some entertaining content during this time. So stay tuned for the first episode of my summer of 2024 coming soon. As always, thanks for listening. Chapter 7. A conversation with Coach George about his wrestling journey in the California wrestling scene. Currently, we are on the fourth book titled Fresno City College Wrestling, where I am sharing the story of Pau Kisa, Miguel Ruiz, and George Moreno. Coach George is our last guest for this book. I met him in 2018 at the Fresno City College Wrestling Room. During that year, when I joined the wrestling team, there were a few things that stood out to me about him. The first thing is that he would do the canal runs with the wrestling team. The canal runs is basically a run to a canal that the wrestling team would do to condition itself. The second thing is he would join and lead team workouts. In our last episode, Miguel shared how leading by example can have an outstanding influence on our lives. That kind of leadership is one that Coach George brings into the wrestling room along with Coach Kisa and the other coaching staff. At the tournaments, he would join the team warm-ups and lead us through drills to prepare us for the competition. During the next couple of weeks, I am honored to be sharing the story of Coach George. How's your day going?
Pretty good.
Thank you for your time and for being part of the podcast. And
oh, anytime. My pleasure.
I would like to know about how did you find out about wrestling and how did you begin to wrestle?
I'm in fourth grade. It was just a sport that started getting popular in Fireball. We had some high school coaches and youth. They also ran the youth program. They kind of did it all. Coach Magnuson, who's still the coach at Fireball, was one of them. Al Sanchez, a guy named Shot Gonzalez. They all ran the high school program and ran the youth program as well. They just kind of hit all the elementary school, the grammar school, which was like fourth and fifth grade. in the middle school, and just promoted it. And it looked, you know, I was into WWF wrestling, and I thought that that's what it was. So we went to go check it out. I went to go check it out with some friends and got into it and wasn't very good and struggled and wanted to quit at first. I was playing Little League Baseball at the time. Was pretty good Little League Baseball player, made the All-Star team and stuff like that, and was traveling around doing Little League Baseball stuff. And my mom wouldn't let me quit because we paid X amount of dollars at the time. I don't remember what a USA card was. And basically the club was free, but we paid for a USA card and she wasn't going to let me quit. So I stuck it out. And then the next year I kind of did it again and got a little better and just slowly tried to progress from there. But yeah, just kind of started it as a, you know, just as one of the sports that got offered there. I was really into WWF wrestling, professional wrestling at the time. So we kind of thought that there was some kind of similarity or parallel there, but there wasn't. And then I started getting serious about it in the sixth grade. In the sixth grade, we got a what I would call a real wrestling coach, a guy that knew what he was doing. And it just wasn't, you know, usually it's some of the small schools, they have like a football coach or a PE coach, and they know a little bit about wrestling, and they coach because they, you know, they just, it's just another sport to coach. But in the sixth grade, we got a guy out there who was a really good coach. He had wrestled a little bit in college. He's a good high school wrestler, and really kind of open, you know, that's when my eyes started really kind of opening to wrestling. He started taking us out of the area to compete. I want to say that was the first time I got exposed to like VHS video, got to watch college wrestling, high level wrestling, Olympic style wrestling, and kind of got hooked. And around the sixth grade and seventh grade, I really started getting serious about it. I wrestled freestyle and Greco folk style, and we wrestled all year round. And right around sixth or seventh grade is when I started getting really serious about wrestling.
Yeah, wow. How was your transition to high school to wrestling? How was that for you?
It was a big difference. Physically, I think more than anything. I mean, I had started to develop a little bit of wrestling ability, like more in terms of technique and stuff like that. I don't think I was really, really way far behind technique wise, just more physically. Super skinny, not very fast. And I really needed to, you know, buy into weightlifting and stuff that, you know, strength training type stuff, I think would have really benefited me. Now, when I look back on it, it was one of the things that, I neglected big time.
Yeah, and I know you mentioned about the technique and just kind of like getting into VHS with the videos and everything. I know I kind of like I look into you and I see that you're very good at looking into technique and just picking up moves. Was that something that started around that time to you, that you started to grab on that?
Yes. Yeah. The coach at the time, his name was Randy Darnell. He was our PE teacher at Fireball Middle School. They called it junior high back then. That's how old I am. He had started bringing videos around, and he got a group of us all together, and he started taking us to freestyle tournaments and, you know, bigger, really bigger tournaments where we got to see the best kids in the state. And he'd let us borrow these VHS videos. And we'd return them, you know, we'd give them to him back in a week or so. And that's really, I started really like, wow, there's so much more to this sport.
Yeah. And I know in high school, I was looking into your high school kind of like records of you wrestling. I saw that there was you and there was another person that was named Moreno. Was that your brother who wrestled with you?
Right. There's my brother wrestled for the same high school. I was a senior when he was a freshman. And then I think you might be thinking about the Brian Moreno from Southern California. No relation. I think he was a three-time California state champion from Foothill. He's a Southern section guy. We're not related, but my brother Jason was, he was a state high school finalist as a junior, and he placed in the state high school tournament as a sophomore.
Well, did you introduce him to wrestling? Like when he was began to wrestling, did he follow your steps in regards to the sport?
Correct. He got into it after I did. And he was a little different. He got in and he started winning kind of right away.
After that, I kind of like look into your history. I know you transferred to Fresno City College. How was your transition from Fresno State wrestling from wrestling at Fresno City College?
Well, it was a big jump. You know, I think that's typical. I think you're going to hear that from most people. You ask that question to 90% probably of people either transitioning from high school to Division One or junior college even to Division One. It's a big jump, and there's a big learning curve there. And there's just some wow factor. You're wrestling guys that are extremely fast, extremely strong. They have good technique. And then the pace, the pace that they wrestle at, the pace that they're able to keep for 7 minutes. Those are all the things I think just kind of like, wow, this is another level. So that's really what I was kind of in shock and awe of. You know, I had wrestled with, in the wrestling room, done a lot of live with some pretty high level guys prior to transferring into at that time in Fresno. There was Fresno State. So there was a lot of good guys around Fresno and Clovis. Like I said, Fresno City College was kind of like a battleground in the spring and summer. Everybody went to City College in the evenings, and it was like an open room, and people would do a lot of live wrestling in there. So I got to wrestle with some really good guys.
Yeah, and I just mentioned the open wrestling room. I know that you run the Ram Wrestling Club. Is that something that kind of like you have the Ram Wrestling Club? Is that something that you have seen to be a similarity to way back when you were wrestling at Fresno City College?
No. Actually, a lot different. It would probably be the opposite of an open room. It is open to everybody, but it's more structured, more technique. We're actually going to, you know, we take some time to try and, work with kids, from all over that just want to get extra work. We do a lot. We minimize believe it or not, live wrestling in club. Cause I think, most of these kids come from middle schools or high schools that they just got out of practice, or they can do the live there. And, club, the way I run, it's more technique, place to come in and drill, work on different things, work on positions, light rolling around, light sparring, just more technique based. Whereas, back in the day when I go in and wrestle at City College, it was just like you'd wrestle with everybody in the room. At that time, there were so many good guys in that room at the time. Yaru Washington, Jerry Abbas, Stephen Abbas, all the guys at Fresno State, the guys at City College, older guys that were still in shape that would wrestle live and stuff. I mean, there were so many good guys in and out of the room at City College. Trying to think who else. I got guys like Alfonso Tucker. These guys were Alfonso Tucker was a two-time All-American at Fresno State. He was a Fresno City College state champion in the around 94 or so. I was barely in high school at that time, but like Yaru Washington was the assistant at Fresno City College when I was there. And then when I transferred over to Fresno State, he moved over to Fresno State and took an assistant position at Fresno State as well. That was around 98, 99. Those guys were all on the Olympic ladder at the time. Yaru, Jerry, Jerry Abbas, they were all still training. They were all still in phenomenal shape. They were competing in international tournaments. They were competing in the U.S. Open. And they would always, two nights a week, they'd be at City College and they'd bring, workout partners. We would wrestle with them. The guys at City College would wrestle with them. And it was a pretty amazing thing. There was just so many good guys in the room at the time. So a little different from club. My club's a little more focused on, you know, middle school, high school wrestling and trying to get kids better technically. I would say that was more like training grounds back in those days when I was there.
Wow, that is that I'm amazed to hear that, because just hearing that, I mean, I like the way how you run the club practices. When I was there, I learned so much about wrestling, just being there and just understanding the way how you teach technique, because you make it very simple but very easy to learn.
Yeah, and that's the goal. That's the way I see it. I mean, the kids can wrestle live. They're going to have all the opportunity in the world to wrestle live in their own wrestling rooms. And I mean, there's tournaments now 11 months out of the year. I mean, I don't know if wrestling live is really like, I mean, yeah, you got to wrestle live, and we do wrestle live in there, but I just feel like there's so much opportunity to compete, so much opportunity to wrestle live. There's tournaments Saturdays, Sundays, all year long. That it's like, you're going to come to club, let's try and learn something, let's try and work on some skills and add layers to your wrestling, opposed to just coming in and scrapping, which you need once in a while. You need to come in and scrap and wrestle, and especially when you got a bunch of, you know, you got different people in there, different bodies in there, you do want to you know, wrestle a little bit with some different styles, different body types. But I would say the club's way more oriented around, you know, skills and stuff like that.
I know you have trained, she's a wrestler. I know she's a very good wrestler. Her name is Paige Morales. How has been your journey coaching her?
Well, it's been pretty fun. I've had them since they were little. You know, they were all jiu-jitsu practitioners early on. And they were really heavy, heavy into jujitsu, gi jujitsu. I actually got hooked up with them through another wrestling family. One of the brothers wrestled for us, Chris Gaxiola, the Gaxiola family. They were the kind of the middle person that hooked me up with the Morales family, Paige and her parents and her brother and sister. And then we kind of just started from there. They were doing both. When I first started with them, they were still doing jiu-jitsu stuff, and they just started getting into wrestling. I actually, believe it or not, coached with the entire family, and then all four of them, two brothers, two sisters, they all are jiu-jitsu practitioners, and they all wrestled. Obviously, Paige, you know, Paige has done really, really well and won just about everything there is to win in wrestling for her age group at this point, so... Yeah, it's kind of a cool situation. Yeah, I worked with the Gaxiola family. The Gaxiola family connected me with the Moraleses, and been working with them for a long time now.
Wow, that's great. I think it can take you so many other places. I mean, coaching or just being around the sport. I have this question. So kind of like when I think about the Central Valley, I think of it as the capital of wrestling California. Do you see it the same way?
Yeah. I mean, it's really hard to argue. I'm trying to be as fair as I can. It's really hard to look at the system that's in place in Clovis, like the Clovis Unified Schools, having organized folk style wrestling from the elementary grades all the way up. I mean, that's a huge factor in their success. Obviously, they have really good coaches at all the Clovis Unified schools. You know, they've had support from administration and school boards for many years, so that has a lot to do with it too. As I mentioned before, that elementary feeder system that they have, very organized. How many years were you in Fresno? 3 years?
Yes.
I don't know if you ever got to see the Clovis Unified District, the elementary district championships. But I think most people would be amazed. I mean, blown away. I mean, real wrestling people would be blown away if they saw that production, just if they saw Clovis Elementary, that big district tournament that they run, how it's set up, how much effort is put into it, how big of a deal it is around the district. And then lastly, like how good some of those little kids are. It's amazing. I've watched that a couple times, and I was blown away. So it's pretty. It's an amazing setup there. That's a big part of it. And then you have this area in the Central Valley. It's a blue collar area. A lot of, you know, hardworking blue collar people, and I think that kind of coincides with this sport. Just gritty, hardworking people that aren't afraid to get their hands dirty and do difficult things.
I had never been to one of the districts competitions. I haven't seen any of them, but from what I have seen in the practice room at the wrestling club, I can see that.
Yeah, there's just a lot of good wrestling here. You can go back 20, 30 years, and Clovis West in the 80s was also a powerhouse. Selma, you know, at that time would be considered a small school. Some of the stuff that Selma did in the 80s and 90s. So there's a lot of tradition in this area amongst, I mean, I'm leaving a whole bunch of schools out and stuff like that, but we're talking about like state level stuff, you know, state championship teams, multiple state championship teams, and these runs that, you know, the Clovis High teams did and Buchanan has done, Clovis West in the 80s, Selma also in the late 80s, early 90s, just had all these really, really phenomenal wrestlers, and they were always at the top of the state. You know, Southern California has numbers, obviously, and they've had some powerhouse teams too, and programs and dynasties, if you want to call them that. But the Central Valley, I think, you know, I would agree and say it's one of the hotbeds in California, and maybe one of the capitals, I guess you could say. It's Central Valley.